In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, it is good that we are here. Dear faithful, the Church considers the transfiguration of Jesus to be very important. So much that today's Gospel is read several times during the liturgical year. Our Lord's human nature was transfigured by the Holy Ghost, proceeding from our Heavenly Father, whose voice witnessed to his Son's divine nature. The transfiguration reveals to us that the human and the divine natures of Jesus are united in one person, and that Jesus is the Redeemer promised in the Old Testament. Moses, representing God's law given to mankind, and Elias, representing the prophets. On the mountain, at the Transfiguration, we have the meeting of the law, the prophets, and Jesus, the Messiah. This is a preview of the glory that the blessed in heaven will themselves possess. The splendor of the Transfiguration is a glimpse of what will happen to those who are promoted from the Church militant to the Church triumphant. In this second Sunday of Lent, this Gospel is very appropriate because Lent is an ascent, and its goal is a transfiguration. His goal is our own transfiguration. Some Lents are better than others. Hopefully, this is turning out to be a good Lent for you, and you are feeling good about the prayer and sacrifice and penance you have been doing. Hopefully, you have that feeling of confidence. Confidence which tells you that things are going smoothly, that it will be soon Easter Day, and you will be able to look back knowing that you spent this time growing in God's grace. If so, good, keep at it. But for some of us, Lent may not going so smoothly. We may be trying hard enough, but in spite of all our efforts, all our good resolutions, we don't feel particularly close to God. We feel distracted in our prayers. We have been unable to keep to the fasting that we planned. We cannot get into our spiritual reading. More briefly, we feel we are lagging behind. We need to be aware that the devil seems to be more active during Lent. He's more active because he is very envious that we can get so close to God. So he does everything in his power to frustrate our efforts, to make us feel bad, so that we lapse into discouragement, despair, and sometimes depression. He wants us refusing to be true to ourselves, trying to be someone else. We don't love who we are. We don't love ourselves properly. We like to complain. We like to depreciate ourselves. I am not capable. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. Or, on the contrary, we are full of pride. We are in love, but we are in love with ourselves. We ignore, we don't pay attention to others. Depreciating or being in love with ourselves is the same. In fact, this is the same ruse of the devil. He wants to make us despair. Because doing so, depreciating or being in love with ourselves, we don't love us properly. We don't love ourselves properly. We don't know how to love ourselves in truth as God, who knows us fully and loves us truly does. We don't love ourselves in truth just because we only think of ourselves. During Lent, let us stop to look inward, to focus on ourselves, to criticize others. Let us love, serve God and others, and we will accept ourselves. If we ponder the prayers, and most of the chants of this Mass, the introit, the gradual, the collect, and so on, we can see again that all of this is to be expected. We ought to reflect on the fact that unless we are helped by God's graces, we can do nothing. That's what all of those prayers are for, to appeal for His graces. During Lent, we face a daily struggle, and there are many rocks blocking our path. We must struggle to ascend our personal Mount Tabor. We must fight for our personal transfiguration. This is why it is so important to be frequently healed by a confession and abundantly fed by a communion. Lent is a time to fight. And the biggest temptation during Lent would be to be satisfied with mediocrity. Lent is not a time to be mediocre. Of course, we are good people. We are good priests, good father, good mother, good grandparents, good Christian. You are dedicated to your family, your friends, your church, your charities. That's great. But is that all? Are we willing to become better? Are we willing to think of our spiritual progress? Most of the time in our life, there is one thing missing. Fervor. Fervor is a special mark of our love for Christ. And Lent is a time to become more fervent. If we never read the scriptures, if we never meditate on spiritual readings, if we are not happy to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament to the point that we will do our best to be on time at Mass, if we don't pray by ourselves, if we don't go to confession frequently, if we don't pray our daily rosary, we can say what we want, but we are not fervent. We are not close friend of Jesus. Lent is a time to fight. And you see, we can both go up and down a slope. We can spiritually progress, but we can also spiritually regress. We can be transfigured by the love of God, or we can be disfigured by the attachment to sin. And like progress, regress is not sudden. Regress is not dramatic. Regress is a slope. So let us take heart. Let us remember that being discouraged, being attacked by the devil during Lent, may be just the result of the human condition. Or it may be the devil trying to lead us away from God and into despair. Because he doesn't want us to love more God and others. A bit of difficulty in keeping a good Lent is not unusual. You are not special if Lent is difficult for you. And a victory without a battle is not a victory. It is why we ask for God's help and we trust Him to give the graces that are necessary. Let's take heart, keep the faith, and make a good Lent. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.